It's time for the movie raid, and tonight's victim is actor Rudolph Martin, who played in Swordfish and Pig, amongst others. Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
I don't know. What's going on with you?
I don't know. Just sitting here in the cold like usual.
I'm sitting here in the beautiful Hollywood sunshine.
So you've got Pig as an independent film that came out in 2011, and it just recently became on DVD, right?
Yeah. I'm not even sure. It came out in probably 2013 or 14, actually, because 2011 is when it started its festival run. So it did about a couple of years, played, like, I think, 30 to 50 film festivals, national and international. So it did really well, and I went to some of those festivals, and then nobody famous is in the movie. Not easy finding distributor. You know, the film festival success really helps, like a little film like that. I think it's a great film. I'm really proud of it. So it found a distributor, a great one. Yeah, it's out there. It's out on iTunes and Amazon and Hulu and I don't know what other outlets, but it's also, you can also go directly to the filmmaker's website. Well, the film's called Pig, and the website is thepigpicture.com, kind of like thebigpicture.com, but thepigpicture.com. You could buy it there or stream it there or get, you know, look at reviews, look at the trailer. And I think it's just a great little movie that was made for very, very little money. And those are really interesting sometimes. And this is one of them.
And the story is about a man who lost his memory, who's set out, who's actually placed out in the desert with a bag over his head, who has no idea who he is or what he has done, and he sets out to find out what the cause and effect is, but it says that things turn a little bit weary. What makes this story a little bit more unique than other stories like this?
Man with no memory, it's almost like a genre. So I think there's several films that have similar subject matter. I think the one that Pig gets compared to sometimes is Memento. It was a little film that came out, I don't know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, which I really like the film. But I think Pig is different. It's not an action film. It's not sci-fi. It's just a little elements of those genres. But it's more of a psychological thriller. You know, it kind of deals with maybe the... Not, you know, there is a puzzle definitely in the foreground of the film, so you are very much involved in the puzzle, and there's clues, and I know I've heard of people who've seen it like 3, 4, 5 times, and then they realize, like, oh, but it's not that confusing, but it is a puzzle. But what it really is about the psychology and the inner life of somebody that is struggling with regaining his memory and sort of just how memory works, maybe the emotional impact, and basically the who am I and how important is identity. And, you know, for example, like all these things are possible now, you know, experiments with memory, like what these new technologies are able to do, drugs, you could erase parts of somebody's memory, so basically like an a la carte memory enhancement. I think it was a great article in Wired magazine maybe a couple of years ago, just coincided with, I think, the release of Pig, which was awesome. It was a cover story on Wired magazine. Basically, memory, the science of memory is kind of at the center of this film. Yeah, it's just all like within this character that I play. To me, that was very interesting. I think it's a very interesting angle on that genre. It's less action and more just inner life psychology. How would you feel if you didn't remember anything from your past? Do you still have an identity? You know, and I think when we started the film, we were looking at a little documentary. I mean, the script was already written for the film, but in preparation for me and the director, we looked at this little documentary, and that's another one that I highly recommend, that if anybody's interested in this kind of stuff. I think it's called Unknown White Male. It's a documentary, and you can probably find it, like Google it or find it on IMDb or something. It's the story of a man who woke up on the New York subway and had no idea how he got there, had no idea who he was, where he lived, and he just went straight and checked himself into a hospital. I don't know, the story just sort of takes off from there, and it's absolutely, it's incredible, the you know, how he pieces his life back together. And I felt like, you know, the film Pig is very similar. It's just kind of the fictional counterpart to that documentary. So, I mean, I was inspired only in terms of how to play this character by watching that documentary. And there's a whole, I think, range of speculation from people, I think, who wondering if the documentary is real or not, or staged, because the people are just a little too good-looking and appealing. But, I don't know, we looked at it several times, and I didn't see any clues of where it might not be real. Anyway, so I highly recommend this documentary, Unknown White Male, and I highly recommend this little film, Pig, that I have. that closely related in many ways.
And even though that you're given a character, including, of course, the emotions that comes with, you think it's best to kind of rewrite the character and its emotions to make a new emotion to fit
right.
the character?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I mean, it's an interesting question to think about, though, because, for example, you have people with post-traumatic stress syndrome, you know, people coming back from a war and who are struggling with their memories. I don't know. Is it better to just erase them, or is it better to, I mean, obviously the best case scenario would be to come and make peace with them somehow, and sort of, like, you know, it makes you a different person. And most people then say, you know, I, even though it was a horrible experience, like, I, you know, I don't want to live without it. You know, I don't want to just forget. But some people just can't process. So in general, I think it's a great thing. It's a great opportunity to help people who are struggling with traumatic memories, or children who have witnessed horrible things. And by the way, the film Pig deals with those questions. The danger of it is, you know, if it becomes available, it's kind of like plastic surgery. it's the psychological plastic surgery. Is it going to be abused by a bunch of people who are just, you know, I didn't like that date, or I didn't like that vacation, I had a fight with my girl, I just want to forget about it, I just don't want to deal with it, I'm just going to erase that real quick from my memory, or, you know, I just had an unpleasant relationship. Basically use it for things that make you a more superficial person, as opposed to just really life and death, absolutely traumatic things that, you know, make you suicidal. So, you know, it can be a great thing, it can be a bad thing, and the film Pig deals with that. But it's also, yeah, some of it, I think, our psyche does by itself. And what's interesting is also in Pig, as well as the film Unknown White Male, they both deal with that question. People sometimes erase their memory as a response to a traumatic experience. Maybe something traumatic happened, but usually they regain it within a few days. And it's interesting how only the episodic memory is erased. So our memory is divided into several, I think, two main parts. The episodic memory and the, I think it's called the motor memory. Wait, no, I forget the word. I'm not a scientist. For example, you can still speak, you know, so you remember how to speak. You remember how the world works. You remember how to write, what, you know, traffic, how traffic works, that you're supposed to stop at a red light. All these things are in a different part of the memory, but you don't remember anything personal. You don't, because that's in a separate part of the brain, and that's what happens to people occasionally, and that's what the film Pig deals with as well, how you can separate those. You know, you still perform your job, like, let's say you're a surgeon, and you could still go to work and perform brain surgery. You went to school for it, and none of that is gone. You just don't know who you are anymore, so how is that possible? And not only how is that possible, but isn't that an opportunity to help some people? This all, like, to me, is a fascinating subject, and that's what Pig really deals with. Just an appealing little film, but it gets you to start thinking about those things. Let's put it that way, you know. But I also recommend that Wired magazine article, and just, you'd have to, like, search for it. But it dealt with the nature of memory as well.
Yeah, it can be a great challenge for any actor for these type of emotions for a specific character. Instead of just saying, well, act like this or relive this moment, when an actor can possibly rewrite those. But it, like I said, it is a challenge to kind of reform it so it could really fit that character, really pop as far as the story goes, to draw interest. And when it comes to interest, what type of motivation would you say is best to draw interest to the viewer?
Well, I think that's a tricky, it's a good question, actually, and a little tricky, because as an actor, you try not to think about the audience. You know, in a way, you do, because obviously you want people to be interested in the character you play, but I think the best way to do that is to never even consider the audience, and that ultimately makes it the most appealing to an audience, I think, because as an audience member, you don't want to see somebody trying to appeal to you. You want to see somebody being like an individual, like an interesting person, and somebody, you know, that's even in their bad choices, they may be appealing. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's best to just focus on the integrity of the character you're playing, and each person has their own logic, their own way of functioning. Try to stay faithful to the uniqueness of, you know, whatever character I try to play. Hopefully that makes the character interesting to the audience. And I've played some really despicable people in my career. It's interesting to me that I don't worry about their appeal to an audience, really. I just try to make them find something that makes them tick and make them three-dimensional, make them human, so to speak.
Yeah, and how would you exercise drama without leading the audience away from the scene moment? Like, it could be a critical moment, kind of don't want to lead it away without just, you know, a flat line or a flat emotion.
Yeah, also, again, I don't worry about that as an actor. I think that's more a producer's, director's, writer's job. You just try to stay true to the moment, you know, as an actor, and let, you know, it's often editor's job, to tell you the truth. It's all stuff that you don't want to be a control freak as an actor in terms of worrying about those things. You just try to be true to your character.
Do you think films now is more about glory than the story?
I mean, there's so many different kinds of films. You definitely have some of that. I think what's interesting is that, I don't know, film is really, I mean, since I started in this business, it's been like a little over 20 years now, how the nature of film has, you know, the business of film has changed so much with, you know, I guess, you know, mainly the internet. You know, independent films becoming just as corporate maybe as what used to be studios. Studios just doing kind of franchise films, and the independent films doing what studios used to do. But then you have now the truly sort of independent, you know, low-budget field of film that has become so much larger because it's so much easier now for anybody to make a film, and it's just about finding an audience these days, you know. Like, I think it used to be just, it used to be pretty expensive to just make a film. You know, you need film stock and equipment, and now all of that stuff, you could basically do it with your smartphone, and you could edit it on your smartphone, basically. You don't need much money at all, so you just obviously need to make something interesting, and I think the biggest challenge these days is for the smaller players, is to find an audience. Probably, you know, get your little film into a Walmart or something, but then why would anybody buy it? So you have to, it's not enough to just put a pile of DVDs in a bunch of stores, because people aren't going to buy it unless, you know, they have to have a reason to buy it. So I guess you need a little bit of money only on that part of filmmaking. So is it more about glory than the story? Yeah, I guess as a filmmaker, you have to think about how to sell the movie. Ultimately, because it's easy to make one, anybody can make a movie these days. First of all, it's obviously not easy to make a good movie. And number two, it's not easy at all to find an audience. I don't know if that ultimately answers the question you have, but those are my thoughts on glory or story. Because there's no glory unless somebody, you know, unless people watch your film.
Yeah, you can't just pick a specific genre. It's like, oh, well, you could make a horror film, or you can make a sci-fi type film, but it doesn't mean it's going to cater to that specific audience, because you know, the old saying, you can't make everybody happy. You just have to just nail it somewhere to the point where you could possibly make money off this film. And it is a product, even with the actor and everything with it. I mean, you have to sell it.
Yeah, exactly. And from what I hear, and especially those genre audiences are vicious sometimes in their expectations and critiques and reviews of the stuff, you know, that they get presented. So yeah, it's not easy, but it's also a good thing because they're passionate about what they like and what they don't like, and that's really what you want. You want people who are passionate about stories, about film, about, you know, ways to tell stories, and that's what's about the genre, so-called genre audience. And what's interesting about Pig, the film Pig was made as just a straight-up independent film, maybe, you know, it falls somehow between genres, but it was really just, you know, about memory and whatever you want to call it, but it was never meant to be sci-fi. I think that the producers realized in the process of applying to some film festivals, I think Sundance said it was too sci-fi for them, and even though it's not a sci-fi film. And then they realized, and then I think they got some really like great response from like sci-fi audience. So there's a tiny sci-fi component, as you can probably guess from just, you know, that it's about memory. It's not really a sci-fi film, but they were really surprised that sci-fi audiences responded very, very positively to this film. So in the final editing process, they kind of enhanced that aspect of it a little bit and said, you know what, we're gonna have to find a way to, if those people really like the film, we will market it to those people, and hopefully not those people only, but we will find, you know, this film will be a little bit more about that. And they made it a little more in that direction in the editing process in terms of just the style, you know, the trailer, And that really worked. I mean, they get a bunch of awards at sci-fi festivals.
Yeah.
And even though it's, you know, they always say straight up it's not a sci-fi film. It's a small sci-fi component. I guess somehow you have to find an audience.
Do you take consideration when it comes to the critique, so to speak, from everyone else? Do you actually take that consideration to become a better actor, even though it doesn't directly go to you, mainly just about the film, but even though you are a part of the project?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I feel like I can learn something, of course that's an added reason to do a project, especially when you need added reasons, and you usually only need added reasons when there's not enough money there. So, you know, if a project pays you a decent or a good amount of money, then right there you have a motivation to do it. In the best case, you also have a creative reason to do it, and sometimes you only have a creative reason to do it, meaning you're not really getting paid. And I think that was the case in Pig. It was they call it an ultra-low budget film in the Screen Actors Guild and SAG, which means that it's, you know, just like the term ultra-low budget, you can imagine it is ultra-low, and people are basically not getting paid, but it's still all within union rules. So you know that you're safe, it's legit, you're not going to do it for the money. So whenever these projects come, that they have to be really interesting creatively, or in order for, well, I'll just speak for myself, not for every actor, but in order for me to do it, I just definitely need a creative reason. And Pig, you know, it had just an amazing script, so immediately I wanted to be in it. But so that was the case with Pig. But in general, for me, it's one of three things: to do a film, and you're saying, you know, the chance of learning something, becoming a better actor. I mean, that's, I would file that under creative reasons, like the character is very interesting, and, you know, I'll get to do some research. So that's creative reasons. Number two would be location, and number three would be money. Those are the three reasons to do a film, and if you're very lucky, there's more than one of those. You have all three in one project, but that rarely happens, and as long as you have one, then you know why you're doing a project, and you're not going to regret it. That's my philosophy about that as an actor.
Well, go ahead and plug in anything that you would like to plug in, any projects that you're currently doing, or even Pig, where we can get this at.
Well, Pig, all the platforms like iTunes, Amazon, you can buy it on Amazon, or stream it, buy it or stream it on iTunes, Hulu, and the website, the filmmaker's website called thepigpicture.com.
Well, there you go. That is actor Rudolph Martin.